I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could, please do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And just a moment of silence, please. Okay, be seated. For the record, the roll call should show that there are four commissioners here. Gary Mahler is absent. And we also have our attorney and our town manager present. And we will start with the trash issue. Discuss and possibly vote on a trash initiative for 2016. You have documents that were sent out in advance to all of you. We do have a second version of the letter that I put you down. Mike sent me some suggestions last night, changed things around a bit, shortened them up. So I kind of combined his and mine into a second version. So let's see. I guess we can start. Well, where do you want to start, with the ordinance or the resolution? Anybody have any?
So typically, according to the Dewey rules, what we would do in this is we would give each of us 5 minutes, two times, to make our points. Any amendments, we would allow additional talking. But this is, I think we're kind of just pulling this together and shaping it. I think that kind of structure would be detrimental. It would make it harder. I think we ought to have a more free-form conversation. So I would move that we suspend the rules for this part of the agenda.
Mm-hmm. So it's, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we have more of an informal meeting. I would gather we would start with the ordinance, but yes. Fred?
Did we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
We did not.
No, we didn't. Sorry about that.
Right.
All right. Thank you for drawing it to my attention.
We need that motion, and there may be a discussion.
Yeah, okay.
As well.
May I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Or do you want to have a discussion?
Is there a discussion?
I have a discussion.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a problem with the executive session that's number 3 on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't pretend to be an expert on FOIA.
Right. Right.
My reading of FOIA is that having an executive session today is not in compliance with FOIA requirements. Unless it's going to be for an emergency, to discuss an emergency issue that threatens health, welfare, or safety, I think it falls under the categories of the rest of the FOIA requirements for holding meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in general, we have to give 7 days' notice for meetings. 7 days' notice for executive meetings, 7 days' notice for regular meetings. And in addition, we have to have a majority of the commissioners present in a public meeting vote to hold an executive session.
Sure.
Okay. Now, that executive session can be held 7 days after the notice that we're going to have that executive session. But it has to be, it can be held no less than 24 hours, in my reading of the FOIA legislation, and that is that you can have a special meeting, which could be a regular meeting, or it could be an executive meeting, but according to the FOIA requirements, it can be held as soon as possible, but in any event, not later than 24 hours before such meeting does the notice go out.
Mm-hmm.
The notice for this meeting, as I read it, only went out this point last night, was it?
The notice for the original meeting on trash was up for a week.
But no executive meeting.
Oh, yeah. Fred and I just talked this morning, and I was following his advice, so I'll let Fred address that.
This morning is okay within 6 hours if it were just a change in an agenda. But we haven't had the notice for the executive to begin with. So you can't change an agenda that doesn't exist. There's no basic. The six-hour rule is when the agenda is not available at the time of the initial posting, then notice shall be added at 6 hours in advance of said meeting. And that met the 6 hours.
That's the agenda?
But that's, the agenda for the executive meeting that was noticed at least 24 hours earlier, which it wasn't.
All right, well, I have to defer to Fred, because
Well, I respect Mr. Reardon's opinion. I don't share it. I do think that the code allows us to amend our agenda to include an executive session, as long as we amend our agenda in accordance with FOIA, which requires us to post the meeting 7 days in advance, which we did, and to not add the agenda item less than 6 hours before the meeting begins. So for those reasons, I think we're compliant with FOIA. I don't think we vote to go into executive session until we adopt the agenda and mm-hmm. move to go into executive session, and I think you can do that during the course of this meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, I do notice, though, as I look around the room, we don't have a full complement of commissioners, mm-hmm. and what we might be able to accomplish in an executive session is not as significant as it otherwise might have been due to not having the full complement. So I think from my perspective, it would be lawful under FOIA for you to have an executive session. I think if you want to weigh Mr. Reardon's concerns and also consider the fact that you don't have a full complement, that could justify whatever decision you want to make.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would argue you would have to subsume an executive session under a regular meeting in which there was never an agenda which ever gave notice that there would be an executive meeting. And I can't see how you can avoid the 24-hour requirement as the way FOIA is written, but you guys take it under advisement and mm-hmm. decide it the way you want to. Mm-hmm. I go formally object to going forward with an executive session under my reading.
So you would be voting, you're expressing that you would be voting no on the agenda because it includes an item which you question
as being
lawful.
In compliance. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Courtney, excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Courtney, what you're saying, if I understood it correctly, you're saying the executive session must be noticed 24 hours in advance.
That's my reading.
All right. The agenda.
Any special meeting. You
know. Any special meeting.
But an executive meeting, I say, is independent of a regular meeting. I mean, it has very definite requirements.
Okay, so you're saying that it should have been noticed 24 hours in advance. I'm going to be honest with you, I have not read that section since I was a previous commissioner, so I'll be honest with you, I don't know it. You're saying then the agenda for the executive session should be up
at least
six hours
after it's already been properly noticed.
After it's been properly noticed. Mm-hmm. And Fred, you're saying you disagree with that?
I do. I think the reference to a special meeting is a reference to a meeting that's scheduled outside of a normal, regular business meeting, which in most towns have a designated time and place for their monthly meetings or semi-monthly meetings. A special meeting, it would be a meeting that's noticed other than a regularly scheduled meeting. And the requirement that you provide notice.
Could you back up just for a second? Before you said a special meeting, you said that's different. Executive session can be noticed when?
Well, I think that the difference that Mr. Reardon and I have is over the significance of an executive session. Does it get treated the same way a meeting does, or, in my view, could it be a component of a meeting or an element of a meeting? And I think it can be an element of the meeting. And this is a lawfully posted meeting. It was posted more than 7 days in advance. And that we can amend it under FOIA to include an item like this. And Mr. Reardon, I think, is viewing it that because an executive session has special elements that it must in and of itself comply with the restrictions against meeting without proper notice. And I've not heard that argument before, and as I said, I respect Mr. Reardon's view of it, but I don't agree with it.
Well, I expect I would accept you too, but Fred, at the section 2, they say all public bodies shall give public notice of their regular meetings. And then they say, and of their intent to hold an executive session closed to the public at least 7 days in advance thereof. They treat them separately. And that's why I was led to that conclusion.
So they include both of them with a 7-day notice, Court? Is that what you're
saying? Well, they're saying you shall give public notice of their regular meetings and of their intent, treating that as a separate thing, to hold an executive meeting, accessing closed to the public at least 7 days in advance thereof.
So both of them would have to, according to your reading.
But then they give you an exception for special meetings later on.
Which is a special meeting.
I don't know the answer.
In turn, Fred is saying that executive session is not a special meeting, so then the first sentence that you're reading would take over from there, right? The executive sessions and the regular meetings and executive sessions, 7 days in advance.
In general, but then they give you an exception for these other things. And I was saying, the best you can do is interpret an executive session as a special meeting the same way you would a meeting that had to deal with some unusual situation.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, then you're tied to the idea that you have to give at least 24 hours notice, unless it's an immediate problem that requires, because it involves immediate problems with regards to public health, safety, or welfare.
I think this might qualify.
And I don't. I think it needs to be addressed, but I don't think it's. Mm-hmm. And I think, in light of the attendance that we have, I think that it would be proper that we try to do it in a more deliberate fashion. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just add that, from my perspective, when we at the office only post notice, so we don't write the agenda.
Right.
Our attorney advised that this was proper.
Yeah.
But also, one of the things that I try to concentrate on whenever we post an executive session is when we come out of executive session, will we be voting on anything that was discussed in an executive session? And as a matter of course, what I try to do is, if that were ever the case, I think we need to really be scrutinizing this process in a much different manner. As I understand it, and I'm looking at this for the first time, it's my understanding that as proposed, we will be having an executive session according to the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will come out of the executive session, presumably, if it's ratified, and they would adjourn the meeting. There is no vote, there is no substantive items that we would be voting on or coming out with a consensus of. If we were, I think that I would, from my standpoint, buy more into your argument that I think that the public has the right to know and be in advance that we're going to be discussing an executive session. We might come out of an executive session and actually vote on something. And I think that I would say the public is entitled to know that, and maybe more than one day or a half day or 3 days, but really 7 days. But the fact that we're not voting on anything at executive session, and I'm not even sure from my standpoint that I understand what's going to be discussed in executive session, that I think a discussion is not harmful and doesn't violate anything of FOIA to have a discussion.
Well, there are issues that, if you didn't know, there are issues that cause my concern about the discussion that's intended to be held.
Okay.
I think they deserve to be held, but I think they deserve to be held under different circumstances.
One of the objects of FOIA, I believe, is to inform the public and have the public be able to view the town as it operates. If the subject matter is appropriate for an executive session, of which the attorney believes it is, and I think you believe it is, it's only a matter of noticing. The public, I don't see how the public is injured in any way or harmed, since we cannot vote on anything that is discussed in executive session. No injury.
My concern is we'll be harmed. We'll be harmed. That's my concern.
Your concern is what?
We'll be harmed.
We will be harmed.
You're just thinking about hot goblins and
No, I'm thinking about the atmosphere of the town.
Well, I think the perhaps the other fear is harm if you don't.
Yeah.
If people make decisions or positions based on information.
Well, I think we're also violating FOIA. That's the other.
Sure.
That I think is a critical issue. And I also think that the nature of the discussion is another element with regards to embarrassment.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
Well, I would trust the judgment about whether we can or not go into executive session, although it clearly is a fungible read with interpretation. But I think that this is a serious matter. We have some things that we do need to discuss, and I would want us to have the discussion as a robust sense as possible, with all of us buying into the need for that conversation and the timing. So if Commissioner Reardon feels strongly that it would be improper to go in, I would prefer that we all go in at a time and place that we feel is appropriate and right to do.
And as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So are you agreeing, Mike, or are you not agreeing?
What I'm saying is that I'm agreeing with the argument that says it is acceptable for us to go into executive session. And I'm saying I do not want to do so if Courtney is not fully committed.
Well,
or if any one commissioner is.
If any one commissioner feels strongly that we should not, then.
Yeah. I do feel that strongly. Mm-hmm.
I would agree with Mike then. I'll do the executive session and set up for another time. But I think we need to discuss this. We need to let our employees know that we care. You know, we're concerned about this issue and that we need to set time up as soon as possible. So when are you all available? Do you want to do it in another week? We can notice a week in advance.
I live here.
I'm here.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you're always around.
That's true. Other than April 1st and April 2nd, I'll be here.
I'll check your calendars and see if we're all. And we propose next Friday, 25th. Is that Good Friday? That's Good Friday.
And there's a marketing committee meeting that day.
Yeah. What time though?
5:00.
It's 5?
Yeah, 5.
Okay.
Maybe 4:30. You sure it's not 4:30?
No, I'm not sure.
Either 4:30 or 5.
You could do any time on Friday.
Yep.
Courtney, would you be around? Or do you have any problems with Easter or holiday?
I'm here.
Okay.
What's the holidays? Friday?
It's Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Which
no, I'm good.
Not necessarily considered a holiday in most businesses today.
It's a state holiday.
Well, I have no problem with any church holiday. It doesn't matter to me, but some people may have a problem with it. I don't.
Do you want to do it on Thursday, the 24th?
Thursday, I think I would advise you Thursday over Friday, as long as the notice can be given.
Because it's not a holiday, you mean?
I would prefer not to have a meeting on a state holiday.
Yeah.
I would recommend you try to make it when people will be in town.
I think people, I don't know. I mean, people would be in town. But an executive session, they're not voting, so they're not going to be able to be involved anyway.
I use the term people advisedly.
Commissioners?
Yes, commissioners are in town. Yeah.
Well, there's only one here, one that's not here. We could say a couple of dates, and if there's a problem with that person not being able to go, we could.
So we could either do it the 24th, or we'd have to let it go the next week, probably.
I'm going to be honest with you. Again, I have no problem with that Friday. So in my opinion, you could say either Thursday or Friday. I mean, but It doesn't matter to me, whatever y'all want.
Yeah, I would go for Friday, yeah.
You'd go for Friday, then?
Yeah.
Or Friday the way.
Friday's okay.
Whatever works for you.
All right, why don't we say the 24th or 25th? And
she,
we'll see when Gary can make it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
No. I don't think that is all right.
All right.
I think that in the abundance of caution that Courtney mentions, I'd like to provide 7 days' notice.
Oh.
And oh, so we can't do that on the 24th.
No, I think you can do it on the 24th by noticing it today.
Yeah.
I think if tomorrow you can't provide 7 days' notice and have it on the 24th.
Right.
That is correct.
Well,
so
can we can take what the agenda is right here and post it today.
For both days.
And for both days. And then whatever day works, we'll cancel the other one. How about that?
That's okay with me, and that's okay with you.
But you can reschedule and do it within 24 hours.
Okay, I was just trying to be extra cautious.
You can set it and then you get 24 hours to reschedule as long as you just got to give a reason.
Friday.
Yeah.
So we're going to schedule an executive session, same agenda as is on the current agenda, for next Thursday and next Friday. And we will schedule for both. And by Monday, you'll tell me which one to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
help? Yeah, we'll do both. Yeah.
Ashley, at 5 o'clock?
Well, we can't do the 25th at 5. We'd have to do it at 3.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
What's that?
The marketing committee meets at 4 o'clock.
Oh, they meet at 4.
So I thought you said you're talking about.
We can do it at 3 o'clock.
Marketing is at 5, right?
4.
Or we can.
Marketing's at 4, he says.
Who's
just marketing?
Marketing
at
4. Okay, I thought.
So we can do it at 2:30 on Thursday and 2:30 on Friday, if that works.
Okay.
That was fine with me.
Okay.
2:30 either day is what you're saying?
Yes. Cool. And then what we'll do is,
okay, is that all right with you?
We will cancel one.
We have a scrunchy face.
Is that not good for you, friend?
Well, no, either one is fine. This kind of scheduling issue goes directly to the disparity between my reading and Mr. Reardon.
Mm-hmm.
If we're, I think what Foy is trying to say is that whenever you're convening a quorum, you have to give notice. You have to give 7 days' notice, unless you're responding to some type of an emergency. I think we've complied with that in order to go forward today, but I certainly agree with the intention of not doing so today. But are we talking about a meeting next Thursday?
Yes.
Thursday or Friday?
Thursday or Friday,
well,
next week.
Well, do we meet our 7-day requirement for...
not if it's 2:30. Well, no, that's 7 days. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of day, as long as it's noticed today.
Okay, all right.
Is that correct? So even if it's 2:30 and we notice it now, which is 5:30, that's 7 days? How do we count 7 days?
I think that's permissible, but it's not an issue that
it's
usually by midnight.
What we normally do is on Fridays, we have notice for a meeting the following Friday. So normally what we do is when there's a meeting during the summer on a Friday night, we notice it by close of business on Friday.
What
we do. So now we're talking about Thursday to Thursday.
Okay, and today doesn't feel like a Thursday to me. It feels like a Friday. So I think we're fine then. If we post today before the end of the day.
I was trying to reach.
Gary, this is Dale Cook. I'd like to ask you a question about the proposed executive session a week from the day. So give me a call, please, as soon as you get this message. Bye.
All right, so we'll wait to hear from him, no problem. So at this point, we have a motion to approve the agenda, but do we need to vote that down and then say to vote to approve the agenda as amended?
Well, you can do a substitute motion to approve the agenda absent item number 3.
Okay. I think, Dale, you made the original motion. To approve the agenda?
Mr. Reardon did.
Mr. Reardon did. All right. Courtney, would you revise your motion? Are you willing to change your motion to say we would approve the agenda with the changes of the removal of the executive session?
Yeah, we're rescheduling the executive session for whatever, the 24th and 25th.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I think we could schedule it for 1, and we can reschedule it and do it within at least 24 hours. You know, but
well, we'll certainly find out shortly if he calls.
So now you're saying we could reschedule in 24 hours. That wouldn't be seven days' notice.
At least 24 hours before you hold it, and it can be held in less than 7 days after the notice.
Oh, I see.
Okay. That's my reading.
I see. Yeah. All right.
May I ask the solicitor a question?
I guess. Go ahead.
You were explaining the FOIA for the record, Anna Gates. The agenda says consider information. Reason the agenda was amended today was because of information arising subsequent to the posting. My question is, I thought that the FOIA law said that it should be a matter. They can't wait until a special meeting is a matter. Or when you amend like this, maybe I'm confused. You can help me. It's a matter that can't wait until the next meeting. Which I understand the trash, you were trying to get something out to the people ahead of time because of it being a pressing matter. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about the investment thing. Does it need to say that on the agenda so we understand it can't wait until it has to be an urgent situation that can't wait until the regular monthly schedule meeting?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that being a hurdle that we have to clear.
That was in an AG opinion. It wasn't in FOIA. It's not in FOIA law.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with. I think that would be a difficult hurdle that would arise anytime you're scheduling a meeting. That you could almost always argue that we could deal with this another month. So therefore, we can't give less than 7 days' notice. I mean, we amend our agenda all the time. Not all the time, but we amend our agenda sometimes. We try not to do it very often, but we amend our agenda, and other municipalities amend their agenda without having to make some kind of a determination in advance that the matter that's being added to the agenda can't wait until a subsequent meeting.
Okay, we need to move on. Okay.
I just wanted to, are you going to amend the agenda to include public comment? Because I do have something I want to throw on the record, and well, it's actually about the agenda, but if you don't have time for me to say it,
All right, we'll put public comment on the end.
I thought the solicitor said it had to be on there. I thought you mentioned something about the agendas had to have public comment.
No. Yeah. What I said was that the General Assembly, and I don't know if I said this.
There's a law going right now, but it's not passed yet.
Yeah, there's a bill.
Oh, it's in the, okay.
Yeah, it's in the General Assembly, it's not passed.
If it passes, will require, right.
Okay, what's a new practice if we're not recognizing that in UAB? I'm not familiar with us not having public comment.
All right, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to add public comment or not?
I have no problem with
it. I see no need to.
Okay, back to the solicitor. I just wanted the solicitor to go.
Anna, enough. Yeah, we have to move on. We're a half hour behind already.
Commissioner Mahler doesn't even know there's an executive session today because it's my understanding.
Well, neither did most of the commissioners. I figured they're either going to come or they're not. Gary never even responds to let me know if he's coming to these things, so I didn't know whether he was coming or not.
So, Mayor, you don't inform all elected officials.
Let's move on.
Thank you for confirming that you do not inform all commissioners of an executive session.
Anna, none of them knew. The agenda was not sent out because it was done this morning, and I was in a medical procedure for 4 hours, if you must know, and I was not able to do it.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but I just need to know it's best management practice to not engage the commissioners who are our elected officials.
Out of order, Anna. That's enough.
Thank you very much. We need to do our
meeting, all right?
Okay, I'm not sure what the question is before you now. I think you've got a substitute motion to delete item number 3, and there is at least some support for having a public comment period following the normal agenda.
I have no problem with having public comment. Do you?
No.
So the maker of the motion and the seconder are offering a substitute motion, deleting item 3 and adding public comment.
Yep.
Okay.
So will there be an opportunity for the town manager to make comments?
Yes. All right,
we need a
vote then. We have the first and a vote, motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so the agenda is revised as described. So the first item on the agenda is possibly discuss and vote on a trash initiative for the summer 2016. And what we have is first an ordinance, which you all received. I did send that out in advance. Are there any questions or comments about the ordinance. And there was one last minute change where we took out where it said something in it just referenced residential on the right of ways, and we took that out so that it would cover both. Or no, I guess it was added in section 1, item 3. We added commercial. So that's the only change seen it. Right here. In section 3 on page 1, we added the word or commercial. It just said residential, and we're saying it should be residential or commercial. Are you on the right thing? Do you have the ordinance?
I don't think I am, Mayor. I apologize.
Do you have the ordinance? Here it is. You have it, Courtney?
I have the one. I got the ordinance.
It's in your notebook. Right after the agenda, it should be second thing.
No,
that's a third thing, maybe.
Okay. Everybody on the right page here? Everybody's ordinance?
Mentally or physically?
I don't know.
No, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
That right here in section 1, the only change since it was originally sent out is it said unlawful to store any residential trash or recyclable containers in the right of way. So we changed it to add commercial.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay. Right,
absolutely.
Then there's one more change in that.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Down the bottom of the paragraph, the last two sentences were added, were put in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
First changed the time to Mondays and Fridays. Mm-hmm. There was two sentences added to give people who already had contracts a chance to write out those contracts.
Right.
And then those are scratched.
Yep. Okay, so... all right.
Could we just make sure that we have the correct.
Yeah. So basically what they're saying is we added commercial where it says section 1 and 3 in parentheses, yeah. And then the last two sentences have been removed.
Right.
Okay? And that's the only change from when you saw it. So with that in mind, does anyone have any questions or concerns about the ordinance as it's presently written?
I have no questions, but I believe that we should reshape it a bit.
All right.
I think it's good. It clarifies things and it sets up a regime that we can enforce that will build the right culture of accountability around trash.
Mm-hmm.
It is, though, a fairly drastic change from anything that we've done in the past. And we are doing this, it's close to the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I would propose that we have what I would call a softer rollout,
mm-hmm.
to allow for people to become accustomed to what we're doing,
right.
So that we can then enforce and in effect just be as fair as possible with how we do this.
Yes, and I'm in total agreement with that. I kind of balked at this one, too, the way it's written in terms of the fines. We're on section 2 of the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Mayor.
And so the question is, how do you want to change it? The options might be to give a grace period. We wouldn't put a grace period. Would we put a grace period?
I would propose, I'm not sure exactly where we would do it, but mm-hmm. I would propose that we have an initial grace period, perhaps leading up to Memorial Day weekend, during which time we would just be writing warnings. Be writing them to inform people that they're breaking the laws that have been established, so
mm-hmm.
that they are well informed that that's the case, and letting them know that as of Memorial Day, it's game time. At that point, there will be no more warnings, only fines.
Mm-hmm.
It gives about 6 weeks if we're beginning this mid-April, for folks to become accustomed,
mm-hmm.
understand that they are not in compliance, and prepare themselves for Memorial Day.
Okay, so if we did that, then we wouldn't give them warnings up here. They would be warnings during this period between when now and Memorial Day.
Right.
So basically all we'd need to do if we chose to do it, I think, and Fred, you can advise me on this, but we would just say that it would be effective whatever the dates are of Memorial Day weekend.
Well, can I...
Yeah, please add your comments, what your thoughts.
That if, from my standpoint, whatever you all decide to do is fine by me. I would suggest, though, that the grace period extends through May 26th. the 27th becomes the weekend, and I think that's when things are really busy here. So I would have no objection from my standpoint if you all said this was going to go into effect, the fine structure, on the 27th.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Memorial Day is the 30th.
Okay.
Memorial Day weekend, whatever the dates are. We're talking the same thing. We just don't say it the same way.
More crisp, in my opinion.
Yeah, right. Right.
In other words, through May 26th?
Correct.
No, it'd be effective May 27th.
Which is similar.
I didn't know the dates, that's why. But, all right, so how would we word that on the end there? It says adopted, but what would he say somewhere else, that it's effective or at the end or what?
Well,
if we wanted to do that.
There are two different ways to do this. One would be to make the entire act that you're considering today effective in the future, as opposed to effective upon it being voted on.
I apologize for interrupting. We actually want warnings given
during that time.
So it needs to be effective.
So it is an effect.
So an alternative to that would be to include a section in this ordinance which does not go into...
The fines don't go into effect until then, is what it amounts to, right? Everything else does.
Yes. We could include a section which says something to the effect that the town will not impose fines as set forth in 153.6.
What we might do for...
May 26th.
Under Section 2, on the second sentence, we could just say, effective May 27th, 2016, each day, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to do that?
That ends up staying in the code. You're telling the codified code, and it becomes meaningless.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I suggest you right now have structure on the books today. Why don't we say that this goes into effect on May 27th?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we have a current ordinance that is in place. Now,
and we could give warnings.
That has been on the books for 2 years.
Gotcha.
And I have not given one fine in 2 years.
Right, so you can give warnings.
A gentle person's agreement that we won't give any fines in the next 4 weeks, since we haven't in the last 2 years. And then that way you don't have to do this fancy footwork. We can just say this goes into effect on the 27th of May.
All right, and then that also covers the...
We won't give any fines today or tomorrow, but today.
Right.
But your point, Mr. Cook, was...
The warnings are so helpful. They'll get shocked by a warning.
Right.
They should still get a warning. So that they know, I got to do that.
We have sent out probably upwards of 100 warnings.
Oh.
And I think that shock is not the term that I would describe how it's received.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I'm trying to speak clearly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I think that we have received no shock. I think that we probably sent 100 letters with pictures of their trash. And I think that, I don't know how to describe their reaction. I think they're nonplussed by the reaction. But shock is not what I would say. Mary, would you? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, there's no shock, nor awe.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, so there's nothing...
Wait a minute,
I wish there was a little more shock.
A little more awe. But
I wish there would be a little more awe. Gee, we'll take care of it.
All right, so this would be true for the right-of-way issue, too, then. Okay, just so you know, just warnings till then, okay?
So Section 7, then, would...
Well,
we got a couple things here.
Yes, although it's treated a little bit differently. So right, you're talking about the hardened structures, the dumpsters and things like that?
So let me talk about...
See, that's in here. If we make this effective the 27th, then this is too.
I reached an epiphany this morning when somebody spoke to me about this, and I saw it was another way.
We're late, Mark. Go on.
Not my fault.
I know.
A lot of time was squandered earlier.
Yeah, I know.
So what I think we should do is we had adopted a thought that said that if you have a trash can enclosure, a dumpster that is in the public right of way, it had to be removed. Mm-hmm. Or you had to pay $300 or $600 to keep it. What we talked about internally is that perhaps what we do is we let people know that you have a trash can or dumpster on the trash can enclosure on the public right of way. And you can...
Mark, you should explain, I apologize, you should explain not just a single trash can, but you're talking about a trash dumpster or a trash enclosure.
I'm talking about a dumpster or a fixed place enclosure.
Right, okay.
It is on the public right of way, rather than saying you will be fined if it's there or you have to pay for this season. We'll say that we like it, we ask that it be removed by December 31st. And that as of January 1st, if it's not removed, you will be subject to a fine.
Right.
And because it's not on, and so instead we would relax that notion to say, instead of a grace period, they can rent it or lease it, this space. We would just say that we would appreciate it be moved as soon as possible, no later than December 31st. And that way, given the fact that this is so late in the season, that it might be a more friendlier way. If somebody has had a dumpster for the last 16 years, it might not be appropriate to give them 4 weeks to take it off, or 6 weeks. So instead, we'll give them until December 31st. If that's okay. Mike, is that...
So in other words, you're saying there would be no... They would not have to pay the $300 or $600.
There would be no mention of that. Right. And that will not be an option next year either.
Okay, that's fine.
But they will have until December. So if somebody has an enclosure, we ask that they have that removed by December 31st. And that gives them plenty of time. They can figure out the solution at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in part, that came from a conversation and a walk around town that Dale and I had this morning. We talked about that. We thought that might be a more reasonable way than what we had previously stated.
Okay.
Dale, does that sum up a little bit about what we talked
about? Yes, and I would... Even though I've been here a long time and I've walked a lot of these streets, I was still surprised how many dumpsters, actual dumpsters and fixed enclosures are on town property.
And that's why I wanted to take a walk with a couple of the commissioners so they could really see it.
Yes.
Because you're instituting legislation that I think will be a real hardship for certain people.
Yeah, I know. I've said that all along.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, some people will have to move dumpsters that have been there
a long time.
For 10 years, and they think it's their property and it's their right to do it. It really isn't, but they're going to have a problem finding a spot to put that dumpster on their private property.
We're not charging them rent for using the town space.
Right, no, that's right. And it's been so long, that's the proper way to do it, is give them a decent period of time to find a solution to their problem.
And it may be that not everyone can have dumpsters. It may be that people need to go to cans. But I think it's appropriate to give
that's a good
time
point.
To figure this out.
All right.
We still have.
So, all right. That we don't need to change anything in here then, other than the effective date. Okay.
Section two. Where it says.
Oh, the fines. Yes, we do.
Each day, continuing violation.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
good.
Not for that.
So it's each. I think we've all kind of, as we looked at this, thought it should be each cycle. Right, each pickup cycle, rather than...
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
incremental fines.
I don't think
within a cycle.
I don't think if there's... I apologize, Mike. I tend to run off my mouth, but I realize that I apologize. But you suspended the rules. They gave me an out here. If I'm fined for it Friday, and I'm not here until Monday morning, the fine shouldn't go up on Saturday, up on Sunday, and up on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm fined on it Friday, then come, I guess the cycle begins again Monday, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then I might get another fine Monday. If I'm fined on it Monday, I might get another fine Friday if I don't do something about it, as long as I'm notified,
Right.
And I don't think it should be every day it chops up, because that begins to make people think we're out just to run the fines up.
Right.
And I don't think that, I think I want to go out of our way not to have people think we're being draconian and running fines. Right. I want to solve the problem, not get the fines.
Right. I think we all feel that way.
The appropriate teeth need to be in place to ensure compliance, but you don't need to set up a situation that's going to exacerbate feelings and then make it more hostile.
And while we're on the fines, I think we should not be giving any fines out unless we actually contacted the people and said, look, you're already in violation. You got to do something. Come on, give us a hand here and work this thing out. And if it can be worked out, fine. If it can't, then okay, you got to find it. You know, but
I do actually subtly disagree with that.
Subtly.
Well, I think that's the grace period. The grace period is the time for people to find out what's going on. You know, there's going to be a lot of communication going forward. I think, one, it'd be difficult to track. Gosh, have we talked to this person before? Maybe we know, but it would just be one more thing to have to worry about. And I think you want to make it as clean as possible. I like a date certain. Mm-hmm. You're getting warnings until now, and then it's going
to
be...
Let's put it this way. It wouldn't change what's written here now if we changed it. To cycle rather than day, that would change. But my opinion, the way it should be enforced, which is just like the police don't advertise in their laws how they're going to enforce that law of speeding or anything else. They don't say we're going to do this, going to do that. They have discretion. I think the town should use a hell of a lot of discretion when it starts enforcing these fines. Mm-hmm. I mean a hell of a lot of discretion to talk to people. And I mean discretion to be, you know, open and amenable to people. And I think the town has been so far. I've been very pleased with the way Mark and the rest of the town hall has been handling things. So, I mean, they go out of their way to help people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's my opinion, if you're going to do this, my opinion says use a hell of a lot of discretion on it.
So the changes we would make then is in section 2, the second sentence would say each pickup cycle.
Trash collection cycle.
Each trash pickup cycle shall constitute a separate offense, right? So that each day of a continuing violation would be taken out and replaced with each trash pickup cycle shall constitute a separate offense. Is that okay, Fred? You with us?
Yeah.
Mark, you don't like it. What's the matter?
Well, I think we should hear a lot from Mark because he's the one that's going to suffer
the
consequences of what we do.
He doesn't look happy.
I think that if you were to say that no for trash cans being on the public right away, there'll be no more than one fine per week, that would be fine.
Oh, mm-hmm. I got you. Okay.
We have to keep in mind that some people might have cycles that are less than twice a week.
That's right.
And two, that if somebody has trash cans that are on the public right of way, that's a minor infraction because we're trying to change the culture.
Right.
On the other hand, if they have one trash can and 42 bags of trash, then I think they should get a fine for that day because that is so far beyond the pale that it's ridiculous. And we have some where it's a real health hazard. We have some, and I showed pictures last year. We didn't get any fines last year.
Some of those pictures were atrocious.
Your term, I think we gummed people. We have no teeth. I think that if somebody has, so the cycle would be once, no more than one violation a week is fine. Because they might have cycles where it's every 2 weeks.
And that violation adds up to another increment.
But that is for cans on trash cans on the right way, not if they have 42 bags of trash on there. I think they should get a
and how do we word all that then? That's the question.
Don't we presently have something about if they're not in the cans, the town can pick it up and charge them for it?
I think that's a different issue. I think we can, but I think that's more of a nuisance, and there needs to be a registered letter. Then we need to get a seven-day cure period, then we can act. So that's a little different.
So we don't need to include that in this.
I'm okay with making it simple, and if we need a little more pep in it, we can add it. But let's make it weekly. I think that accomplishes one thing. So we're not going to give that 2 fines in 2 days. It would be no more than one fine a week.
So it'd say each week shall constitute a separate offense, right?
Okay. My wife said,
right.
Ashley, did you get that? It would say each week shall constitute a separate offense.
Thank you. Each.
Okay. And then what are we, are these fines all right then?
Well,
you okay with the fines as
yeah,
they're written?
Yeah, because it still increases, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
mm-hmm.
we want.
For offense.
For offense, but an extra, a second offense can't be any sooner than a week later. It's not every day.
Okay.
Hey, Ashley, could you shift the view to, like, page width or something to my poor eye?
Thank you. I thought it was just me. I couldn't see
I can
it.
See.
Oh, my God, I can see it yet.
One of the problems that we have that is a problem now, and I don't know how we're going to deal with it, is that people, for reasons that I don't really understand, they don't put their trash cans in front of their house. They put it on the side, right next on the property line of their mm-hmm. neighbors. So it's sometimes really difficult for us to know whose house it is.
That's
where the warnings come in, is because Ashley and I, when we went around looking at houses, there were some times we had to literally knock on somebody's door to say, you know, you got 20 bags of trash. Is that? No, those are our neighbors. But they're right in between the property lines, so we don't know whose house they are.
Right.
So that makes it a little bit more difficult. So we'll have to figure that out.
That, I guess, would take some phone calls or something, yeah.
Why are we proposing, I guess this is actually germane to the subject, why are we proposing in the valet service to bring it out to the street? Why aren't we just proposing to bring it back from the street? I know, I guess we're not, we're somewhere in this section. About
yeah, I read the same thing.
No, that's
why,
a separate one.
Why are we
one.
Proposing that we bring it out?
Well, somebody, let's, the idea would be, I thought the idea would be, is if somebody is here for the weekend, not a renter, here for the weekend, and it's raining Sunday morning, and they decide to leave on Sunday morning, they're not supposed to have the trash out until, I believe, noon on Sunday. So they would want to put the trash out when they leave to be responsible. What we're saying is if you sign up for valet service, we'll go to your front yard and we'll bring it, then we'll bring it back. I'm okay. I can do it either way, but it would be a better service. So people say they're going to come in and leave on Saturday. When they leave on Saturday, they're going to want to put their trash to be picked up. And otherwise, how do they get it picked up? They have to leave it on a Saturday.
They have to leave it at least in their front yard.
Well, but if they leave it in the front yard, then we'll valet it. Yeah, and valet it back.
Because I think it's an awful lot of work to bring it out and back. I think back is what we were worried about, but you got a good point. They might.
I would, you know, what I would okay. just do is do both. I'll take it. You know, this is a 1-year trial on
right.
the valet. And hopefully next year we'll find a company that will do the service for us, that will do the valet as part of their trash
right.
service. We would rather not be in this business. We do not want to be in the valet business as a town. We're doing it because it's really the only way we can get this done this year.
Right.
But next year I would hope that we're not in this
right.
business.
Right, okay.
Okay, so at this point, the only change to this is the one that's up there each week. Is there any other change, Fred? Maybe the effective date would be the other date change.
All right, so, well, we have the issue, Mark, that you raised of the different situation between cans in the right-of-way and cans overflowing with bags of trash. So
mm-hmm.
if we believe that we need to deal with the overflowing bags of trash.
A week isn't a violation. I guess the wording has to be changed.
Yes, it does.
So I guess something.
Mark, do we still have it in here? I apologize. Again, maybe it's a different noise. Maybe it's a valet service. But they mentioned they had in the original one about lawns. You know,
it says that the week is the violation. That's not the violation. It's the
we were going to.
In reference to what?
I apologize. Never mind.
Mr. Reardon's point is the language we had in there before was each day of a continuing violation.
Right.
And what the concept you want, which I think is a little bit difficult to word, I'm struggling with it, is to say that each week of a continuing violation. I think that's the wording that
okay.
needs to go in.
Okay.
What does that mean? Tuesday to Tuesday, or does it mean Monday to Sunday?
Could mean either.
See, that's why we said each trash pickup initially.
Sabbath to Sabbath.
All right, what if we said Friday to Friday, each week Friday to Friday, and just said it
About 7 days. About 7 days.
Each 7 days of a continuing violation.
No difference between that and a week, as far as I can see.
I'm saying, what if you just say nothing, and then we have the flexibility to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just say each week of a continuing violation?
You're saying leave it as it is, and we will simply not do that. You know, by the way, on a side note, we had a conversation about parking. We're trying to figure out with parking. Some people say if they park all day in a space, they should only get one ticket. Mm-hmm. And the police sometimes write multiple tickets.
Right,
should
right.
they get one ticket or multiple tickets?
Yeah.
We will be reasonable with this. And
yeah.
We don't want to over-ticket
right.
people.
Okay.
So,
all right, so how do we
issue discussion?
Exactly. So what you're proposing is reset the language exactly. from what was there, and you will apply good judgment.
Right, but how are we resetting? Is it the
each
way this is?
Each day of a continuing.
So leave it each day?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. That says to me you're going to get 7 violations in a week. Or 5.
We won't.
Why don't you just say each violation shall constitute an offense. That's all.
All right. I like that.
A separate
each violation would be a separate offense.
The violation.
Yeah.
Offense.
Okay. Actually, that's good.
Just say good. All right. Each violation.
Yeah, and if anything, Mark knows what we intend, and somebody could go back to the minutes, the recordings, to show what we intend.
Right.
That would give you the flexibility to deal with really, really bad situations.
Exactly. And what you all might want to do is at the June meeting, you all might want to just review progress, because you can amend this at the June meeting.
He's biting his lip and shaking his head. So we
Thank you for that observation, Dale. What is wrong, Mr. Townsend?
I don't know. Each violation shall constitute a separate offense.
All right, just say shall constitute a separate offense. Leave that out. Each violation shall be fined $25 for the first offense.
What we're trying to do is tell people that you can commit multiple violations with the same trash by leaving it out day
mm-hmm.
after day after day.
Yeah.
All right.
This is really squirrely.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
the language. The language that was there originally is certainly the cleanest of any of the things that we have looked at.
But it doesn't. It's not our intent.
Well,
we can go back to each trash pickup cycle, and then you've still got the ability to.
You'll have to prove what their trash pickup cycle is.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Which you may be able to do, and you certainly would be able to do if it was a state sponsored. Town
and was consistent. We could do that next year, maybe.
So,
by the way, there are some houses that have no trash service.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard of some of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they
wouldn't have any violation.
What's that?
Technically. They wouldn't have any violation at all.
They would have a violation that would not be cured by the trash pickup because
right.
they have no trash pickup.
Right. Exactly.
What do we want to do?
Did you say the fine for the first offense is $25, $50 for the second offense, and $100 for any offense thereafter? And then, you know, then you determine when that first offense occurs and when the second offense occurs.
I'm going to want to minimize, not maximize this.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you think of that, Fred? Just say each violation shall be fined $25 the first offense.
$50 for the second offense and $100 for the
mm-hmm.
offense thereafter.
All right, so now we're saying violation is the operative word,
mm-hmm.
not weak.
Yeah, right.
So
that's good.
The rules have been broken.
Hmm? What's that, Mary?
Just for grammar, shouldn't it say each violation shall incur a fine of...
Yes.
The violation is not being fined.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And fine. Yay.
You
got somebody that knows English. That's good. That's good. All right. So can we move on now? Are we done with this one?
Was that section 2?
That was just section 2.
I'm rolling.
All right. So
we should be mindful of that, though, in the future. And if we do go to a townwide program, then we're going to want to revisit that language probably.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll have to revisit the whole thing anyway, Fred.
Getting into that, we've got different dates going in different places. Do we want to add the sentence right here that says fine structure will begin May 27th? No?
Well, the whole ordinance is
correct. The whole ordinance begins on the 27th.
All right. And, we stick in it.
And where do we put that?
Then
where do we put that,
the
Fred?
The dumpsters and everything, too. Never mind. Okay.
Fred, where do we put that at the end?
The effective date language of Section 7 is going to be amended to say shall take effect.
Oh, I see. Right there. Okay. All right.
16 upon its adoption by a majority.
Right. Okay, very good. That was easy. All right. And then the other thing was the right-of-way. Is there anything we need to do with that? Or are we just saying, just leave this as is and you'll start enforcing it the same day as the last one?
Where are you?
On Section 3 about the right-of-way.
Oh, yeah.
That's December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And so is...
Well, you just need to, you kind of need to rewrite the section.
And so is Section 5. So, right?
Oh, wait. No, Section 3A.
And we'll take that, Section 5 out, I guess.
What are we on, 5 or 3?
Well, we're on 3 right now.
So 3 is simply that if something persists, you can deal with it then. Right? This is not dealing with hardened structures. Right. This is the bags of trash that are sitting out there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, and that says it does include trash enclosures, but...
Well, Section 5 would put that off until the next date.
Well, this allows for judgment if we've got a situation where an enclosure is part of the problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. And in Section 5, we say would be effective...
Start building enclosures today.
Yeah, that would...
Yeah, right.
Law of unintended consequences. Should we let's grandfather the enclosures?
Oh, God, no.
That was a joke, Fred.
That, well, no, that could be left there, though, because 5 is going to be changed and say December 31st.
And so we'd say, we can say a certain section is effective a different date that.
Number 5 after number 4, if we don't mind.
Okay.
Your concern.
Well, there's no problem with Section 4 that I know of. Is there?
Yes.
What is it?
I'd like to discuss Section 4.
Okay, go ahead.
Da-da-da-da.
Section 4, right now, in our code, concerning authority to stop at issue license is 80.2 of our code. What we're, right now, there are two ways the tickets can be issued. One is if you stop someone, meaning think about that as a car, think about a pedestrian walking. You stop the car and issue a ticket. You flag the car down, you stop. That can only be done by a police officer, lifeguard, captain, lifeguard, lieutenant, or building official is authorized to stop. That's in section 80.2A. 80.2B says, is it up there? It says, any police officer, lifeguard, captain, lifeguard, lieutenant, or building official is authorized to issue a citation. That's a citation that does not include stop. So think of this as a parking ticket. Currently, I believe we have a hole in our ordinance. And the hole in our ordinance would say that the people who write tickets may not be one of those people. Okay? What we want to do is we want to say, in order to write a ticket for trash, in order to write a ticket for parking, etc. Okay? We want to add the language that says park enforcement officer, code enforcement officer, town manager. That's what this ordinance says.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that you all understand that we're broadening who is authorized to write a ticket.
Right, which is necessary.
Not stop, it's only the ticket.
It's necessary to enforce this.
I wanted to point out to you that that's what this ordinance says, and I want to make sure that you're aware it's important. So that means that right now, unless we change this, the only person that could issue that ticket for trash would be a police officer, lifeguard, captain, lifeguard, lieutenant, or building official. and that's not workable. We need to expand that.
Right.
Got it.
No problem.
Courtney, are you okay with it? Okay. Yeah, so I want to point out that's what this ordinance says.
No.
The question I have is for the attorney and the town manager. When we add those people before, the lifeguard and et cetera, police were had specific training for that. Is there some legal, is there some standard that we have to meet to issue those tickets?
Well, they have to
and
violate.
I asked both of them.
Yeah. We have to violate some of these, you know, they have to have overflowing trash or not.
No, I mean training for
specific
people issuing those tickets.
Yeah,
It'd be poorly, I would guess more, a little in advance, but a lot of on the job, too. Like, this is an example of, you know, it's not acceptable.
Yeah, you might be thinking in terms of, like, do they have to swear an oath of office?
Any legal...
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
They do an A. In A, they do, because it needs to be a sworn officer. And sworn officers require training. And this is why A is separate from B and why we're only looking at B.
Okay.
Because it's not the stopping. The issue, since there's a due process on the ticket, the issue is not writing the ticket does not require a certification. What requires a certification is if you stop someone. Because you're changing their freedom. You're telling them you must stop your car. You must, if somebody's public intoxication, a code enforcement could not stop people from public intoxication because you're restricting their freedom. That is where the training needs to come in.
Okay.
And that's not what we're asking for.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Parking ticket is very different than a speeding ticket.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
so section five would...
Do they take pictures normally for all parking lots?
Yeah, they do.
Most.
And so they probably take photos here, too.
Right. In fact, we're looking into whether they can get some of those handhelds they use for parking.
Yeah.
That they can take and issue the ticket and the photos
right
with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Five, we would take out then, section five?
No, five we need to rework, I believe. Because we still have an issue.
But we said that wouldn't be effective until next year.
Well, I think what we effectively are saying here is
eliminated 300
property owners that have trash recyclable containers, can enclosures or dumpsters which are stored in a public right-of-way, strike the rest, must remove them by December 31st, 2016, or sooner, or something we would appreciate sooner. No later than December 31st, 2016.
And that's the end of it, right?
That's
any remaining after that time would be subject to a fine of. There probably has to be something there, right?
Oh, right. All right. So the fine then would be $300 and $600.
That's fine. It's a big deal. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense to you, gentlemen?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So what we have is that after the second line where it says, you know, which are sort of the public right of way, after the word may and all the rest of that is deleted, and it would say must remove them by 12/31/16. So they're saying anybody that has dumpsters or containers that are in enclosures must remove them by December 31st, 2016. And then if they're not removed, the fine would be $300 and $600.
Yes.
No? What happens if they don't remove them by December 31st?
They get a ticket.
For what? The regular ticket? So the same fines would follow, and so it would be, what, weekly then?
Yeah.
So they get fines weekly?
It would go from 25 to 50. 50
and it keeps going? Okay. All right. That works. So the same fines. That makes it easy. All right. Any other changes on this? And I think we're finally done.
Yeah. Mayor. Commissioner Dunmeyer and Mr. Applebaum have both mentioned, you know, what happens if somebody gets wind of the effective date of this ordinance and feels like they now have a window to go out and build an enclosure in the right-of-way.
Or move a dumpster that's now on their property in the right-of-way today.
Right. That's a good point.
Well, there's such a concept as a pending ordinance rule that even though this ordinance doesn't prohibit that conduct between now and the end of this year. It is not that people are charged with knowledge of it. Even though they don't have to abide by it until the end of the year, they are charged legally with knowledge of it. Just, you know, the old concept you learned from elementary school, ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance of the law is no excuse in this case either. Additionally, if somebody were to come to the building official and say, I want to build an enclosure, the building official would say, no, you can't, because you're proposing to locate it on the public right-of-way. And if they were attempting to build some kind of permanent disclosure or enclosure in the right-of-way, we could stop them now, even though our ordinance doesn't say, doesn't impose this fine against them. We could ask them to cease and desist from building the enclosure. So I don't know how to word this to address that concern, other than to say that it's not a major concern because of the pending ordinance rule and because of our ability.
So you think we're all right?
Should we have a statement that says
no new dumpsters?
Any, any requests to build a structure or move would be denied.
Yeah, well,
there's no request. Yeah. No one makes requests. They just put it in there.
We could never.
So the request part can't be in there.
Unless we were confused, we could never have approved a request to locate a permanent structure in the right of way, and we would deny it unless we realize the location of it. But the mayor's point is correct, that people don't ask for permission to do this. Right. They just do it.
Well, what if we just said any new dumpsters or trash enclosures in the right-of-way will be fined as the rest of them will be?
What do we say? Like,
no enclosures or dumpsters can be placed in the public right-of-way as of this date, of the date of the adoption
right.
of this ordinance.
Okay, how about if...
Yeah. As of this date, or they will be fined, though. We're right back to where we are.
They'll be removed.
They will be removed.
Mm-hmm.
The people themselves.
The people will be removed, not the company.
So, and the effective date is the date of adoption.
You got to lay off out of Anna.
You signed the contract. You signed my contract.
My feeling is that isn't the risk that people are going to be building once they get wind of all this stuff is going to be building disposal?
No, they'll be moving their dumpsters in.
They're going to move them into the right of way. Why? To just get gain a year or something? Is that...
But see, you're saying after the effective date of this ordinance, that means they could still put something in between now and May 27th.
So
but they
would
have to get rid of it in December.
So suppose
they
December 31st.
December 31st.
But he's saying
all
the
dumpsters
out there. The second five, the word
out there, later.
Yeah. After the date of adoption.
Section 5 begins with the words property owners that have trash recyclable containers can enclosure. Which are stored in the public. So that concept is meant to apply to people who already have.
That's
right?
Correct.
So we could say property owners that have such and such
right.
are dumpsters.
As of.
Currently or as
correct.
Of.
Correct. That's fine.
As of the
date
of enactment or date of adoption.
I think you're saying in the top first sentence to do that, right, Fred?
Yeah.
The first sentence.
Actually, the first sentence.
But it doesn't have to be in the first line.
Well, do we need to say commercial here as well? The property owners
and commercial property
have existing
property owners covers commercial.
But well, yeah, it would, because even if it's a business that rents, the property owner would be responsible.
Okay.
So yeah, that would cover it.
After right of way, you could say as of the date of this ordinance. So after right of way.
Right toward the end of the second sentence, actually, toward our sort in the public right away. You see where we are?
After the effective date.
Second sentence in section 5, the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And now what do you want to say?
Could you put the cursor after the words right of way in line 2? And then insert as of the date of this ordinance.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially giving something of a grace period to people who have it now, but that's what was intended, not to authorize people. Right. You've got 1 year to occupy the right of way.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you need to say something here about that we're not going, the reason why we're saying you don't have to move them is so that they won't get a fine? We're saying they have to move them. Do we need to say that they won't get a fine during this period?
Well, then the other, that would be considered a violation of this ordinance, and the regular fines would kick in then, right, Fred? Is that what you're saying?
Is the next sentence one that simply says any remaining after that date would be in violation and subject to the fines?
Subject to fines is described.
And then the implication then is that they don't get a fine until December 31st.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
after December 31st,
any remaining after December 31st, 2016... will be in violation and subject to the fines described in section 2.
I wouldn't say described in town code.
How will that play? Will that be changed?
It's not section 2, it's the code section.
Oh. In code section 153-6.
Yeah, looks like it. 153-6. Now, any remaining, is that
it's
sufficient?
It's any remaining.
Or do we have to say a subject?
Enclosures.
Or dumpsters.
Enclosures.
Do we have to restate the whole
right-of-way?
I know.
Do we have to restate the whole thing again?
Enclosures, dumpsters, containers.
No.
No.
But
any trash or
I think enclosures is good enough to capture everything. But enclosures in the right way. Yeah.
I think
is a dumpster an enclosure?
Okay.
I would spell it all out.
Spell it all out because it'll come back to bite us. They'll say, "Oh, but mine isn't enclosure."
Recyclable containers or enclosure.
Yeah. Okay. Are we done with that one now?
This is tedious.
It is. It's painful. I have no idea we'd be.
Comes up.
Having so many changes.
Just remind you of first year law school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike was grammatically correct. He said property owner is who instead of that. That's a that.
Yeah.
Should be who.
Finish.
That's correct.
You done with that, Ashley? Okay, under property owners, it should say who. But then we're talking about commercial, any property owners who have trash or recyclable containers as opposed to that. Okay. Everybody okay?
Grammar Nazi here.
Did we pass grammar check?
Yes.
All right. Are we, everybody okay with what we have? Any other questions for anybody? All right. May I have a motion to accept this ordinance as amended? Yes, Mark.
I would like, if you wouldn't mind, are you planning on going over the letter?
Yes.
I'd like to go over the letter before you adopt this.
Okay.
And then
The letter's going to have to be adjusted a lot based on what we've changed. All right, well, let's see. All right, look at version 2 for now. It's very similar to what I sent you out last night. My first question is on the top. I would obviously take version 2 out when it's done, but it says, please read this in entirety or you may be risking fines for violation of the current Town of Dewey Beach trash ordinance. Is that too in your face? What I want to do is get their attention, though, and say, you got to read this, because if you don't put that in, people are going to just read the first paragraph and throw it out. So how do we get their attention in a way? Is that too strong, or is there a better way to say it, is what I'm asking. Now, that's open to anybody. Is this all right with you?
Yeah,
all right. Courtney, you're okay with it?
Yeah, I would just shorten and say, please read this in entirety regarding fines for violation of the current Town of Dewey Beach trash ordinance. Just tell it straight. Just that.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I agree because I'm trying to get across that you could be fined.
I think they ought to know that you may be risking.
That's what I'm. You know, we could say, or you may be fined, but.
Yeah. Now, given that similar laws have been on the books and have not resulted in fines, I think the statement the way that the mayor has worded it, I think
it's fine.
Sense.
No, fine. It's
right. You can either say may be risking fines or may be fined.
You will be fined.
Should we say you will? Do you want to change it? You're making it even stronger now. What do you say, will or may?
No.
May?
You may be.
What do you say?
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
That's fine.
Sir. Say it as it. Leave it as. All right. Then it's to property and business owners of Dewey Beach.
Say property owners.
In the interest of time, I just rethought things a little bit. Since the... most of the items in here are not going to go into effect, hard effect, until May 26th.
I might rescind
what I said a minute ago. I think that we could adopt this letter next week. And so what I'd suggest...
Oh, because we're having a meeting next week, we can do it.
Well, what I would suggest here is that what we do is we go back to passing the ordinance as drafted.
Yeah.
And that you allow, if I could, maybe Mike and Diane to work with Mary and I on the letter. And we will get the letter out next week. And we will get the letter finalized next week. Mm-hmm. Because given the fact that we're not going to start the fine structure until May 26th, there's not a sense of urgency for this. When we talked about doing it in April, there was a sense of urgency to get the letter out in time.
There's still a little bit of a sense of urgency because some people may not know we're not going through with the townwide trash.
Well, yeah, but I know. But I think that we don't need to noodle through the issues now. And there might be a mm-hmm. sense of urgency to get Courtney out of here so that Courtney can start enjoying his St. Patrick's Day festivities.
I see. Okay.
I do think that it's far better to take a couple extra days and get the letter where we want it to be than to send out something that isn't as
good. Yeah, we don't need to noodle through it now.
Yeah.
So,
All right. We have a motion then to approve the ordinance as amended.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we got that one done finally. All right.
You have a copy of it.
And then we'll get the letter. You don't have the latest version.
No, I just finished it. I want you to sign it now.
The ordinance.
Oh, the ordinance. Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
The letter we will work on next week. And Courtney, you and Dale are going to allow Mike and Diane and Mary and I to wrap up the letter.
Absolutely.
And we'll do it next week.
Okay. Then this notice of encroachment on public right of way.
Are we going to get to look at it before we do that?
Yeah. Notice of encroachment on public right of way. Do we don't need to approve this, or do we? We need to approve these?
No, I think that what Mary did is took a stab at. We would then, so for the people that have dumpsters on the public right of way or trash can enclosures, the idea would be that we would send this letter, a variation of this letter out to the people and say, we're okay, but by December 31st it must be removed. Or else we'll be subject to.
So we work on this. Right. Yeah, make this reflect the current ordinance over the next couple of days as well.
So this needs to be adjusted as well?
Yep.
All right. And then also I need the sign-up form for the valet service, too. We don't have that.
What about the resolution?
Then the resolution, yeah. Valet service, yeah. Is everybody okay with this? This I sent out ahead. I don't think there was any changes to it. I sent this out ahead, right? You all saw this.
Okay.
There's no changes that I can see. So is everybody all right with this resolution? But this was sent out to you ahead of time, and nothing has changed.
What is this for?
The resolution. For the valet service.
Oh, right here, yeah.
Can I take a minute and review?
So basically, it's saying the town of Dewey Beach is authorized to implement a valet program that will provide assistance to property owners with the placement of trash and recyclable containers for pickup and removal of those containers from the public right of way after pickup. The service will be provided for a fee. Participation is optional. So that's basically what it's saying. The whereases are just why we're doing it.
Just giving them authority to do it.
Yeah. So we don't need to vote on this. You're just all okay with it.
I would feel comfortable.
Do you need to vote?
Wait.
Oh, it's a resolution, yeah.
I would be good, I think, if we just added our responsibility to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the people in the town. That's one of our major responsibilities and authorities that we have. This sounds a lot like it's nice to be neat and tidy, but I mean, it's also nice to be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
All right, so we need to add that healthy. How would we word that, Fred? It's the health,
language,
safety, and welfare.
That language was also the basis in the ordinance.
So, Ashley, on the resolution, we're going to add something that was from the ordinance as well.
Yeah.
And what section is it in?
It's right there.
Oh, it's the second whereas on the ordinance. That we want to add. Where do you want to add it, Courtney, at the beginning?
Yeah, I think it's
It should be the first whereas. So the second whereas on the ordinance will become the first whereas in the resolution. That's good. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
In order to promote health, safety, and welfare of the present, future, and habits to the beach, it's appropriate to enact legislation to improve enforcement of trash and recycling replacement.
Right. All right.
So one last question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that when we send out the letter for valet service, and let's assume that we send that letter out on the 27th or 28th, the 28th of March, can we still hold to the date of the 15th to sign up for valet service?
I would rather see it May 1st if we can. Is that right or not? It doesn't work for you.
What I'd really like to do.
You need to know how many.
I'd really like if we can send the letter out on the 28th.
And I'll give them 2 weeks.
People get it, and then they have to get back to us within 2 weeks for valet service.
That's tough.
Well, then it's a problem. Because one of the things that I'm a little bit concerned about. Is I don't know whether we're going to have 20 people or 600 people.
I know why you need to know.
And I need a very different staffing. So, I mean, we could move it. We could have people let us know by the 22nd. I can make that work.
What if we work to get this letter done tomorrow and get it out? Do we have to vote on the letter?
No. I'm fine with that. What I want to do is my only issue is, Courtney, I hope you can appreciate this. I don't know whether we're going to have 20 people or 600 people sign up that way, and it requires a different staffing based on. And I'd really like to know sooner than later how many people I need to hire.
Right.
I'm completely on board.
Yeah.
If we can get it out in the next, tomorrow or next week.
Which one are you talking about getting out?
The letter. Citizens informing
that. This letter.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll all see it. But you need to, when it comes out, you need to all look at it right away and get back to me, too.
So what's our deadline?
Not 3 days later.
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. We'll try to get this done and get it to you over the weekend so you can look at it.
I would ask any commissioners that have suggestions that also forwarded to the other commissioners as your suggestions.
I think
I'd like to hear.
Can we do that, Fred?
Can we do that?
I'm sorry.
No?
No, I'm not with you.
Okay.
My head is someplace else.
Suggested changes in this letter. We're talking about getting it out without going to a meeting and voting.
I think
it's just a letter. It's not an ordinance.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's a letter. We've done that before. I think with correspondence about things. So.
And so, I would recommend we may wind up in a very different place from that letter. So that kind of working. Maybe you just want to put forward, here's what I think should be in it.
And I can post it on the town's website the day it goes out.
And I can send it out by email as well. So we'll try to get that done tomorrow or Saturday at the latest and get it out to you over the weekend and then get it out on Monday, right?
We're on the hook to read it immediately and get feedback back. And I can jump in and help fill on the drafting.
And Madam Mayor, if you wish, we could probably get the Civic League and Friends of Dewey to send it out on their website too. So if you wish.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so we need to vote on the resolution.
Yes. May I have a motion to approve the resolution as amended? And we've added the second whereas from the ordinance is the first whereas on the resolution is the change.
So moved.
Second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. All right, that takes care of all the things related to trash, correctly? Correct?
Yep.
All right, everybody okay with it? Mark, you okay with it?
I am. I think you guys have done a terrific job. I think it's measured. I think it's the right first step. And I think it's going to make, I think we're going to see a world of difference.
Yeah, I think so too. All right.
Being changed, right? The encroachment, that's being changed.
The encroachment?
Notice of encroachment in right away.
Oh, we just, we don't need to approve that.
That's fine.
Do we? We're just saying it's okay to do that. And it would change depending on the fine.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, and then again, we need the sign up form for the valet service before we can send this out. So we'll need that by the weekend as well or so forth. All right, the next item on the agenda is discuss and vote to adopt refinements to the investment policy recommended by the investment committee. I don't know, I guess you would like to review that quickly. And
I'll present. They're largely administrative changes. The first change to discuss is to change the chart that was used under the heading of Beach Replenishment Fund long-term component to add a row for cash allocation as shown. So it had been equities 25%, fixed income 75% as a target with ranges around that. They voted to include a row for a 2% cash target with a small range around that. That merely reflects the fact that in any investment portfolio, typically a small portion is kept in cash to be able to move in and out of investments as opportunities arise. So that kind of reflects just standard process.
And wasn't there already some cash there?
Yeah.
I mean, still, it's existing. We're just authorizing what's existing, the normal procedure.
Precisely.
Yeah.
We could have called it fixed income, and it's very fixed.
Yeah.
So that was the first one. The second was to, under the Beach Replenishment Fund long-term component allowable assets, the final paragraph, which right now is really the final bullet that reads, if there is a risk that the Beach Replenishment Fund may be needed, assets may be moved into cash or cash equivalents to address liquidity needs. There was a question on the committee about what the actual operational implementation of this would be. Do they just do it on their own? Do they need direction from the council? How does this happen?
Mm-hmm.
So the sentence, this execution would be done by the investment committee as directed by the commissioners was put into place to suggest that they maintain the communications with the portfolio manager. We would be the ones to direct them to do that based upon our concern that the Beach Replenishment Fund may need to be tapped in the near future.
And where does it say the commission?
Yeah, where does it say that?
Right now, it does not say it. So right now, if you go to page, is it page three? Page three. Just before the section headed liquidity.
Yeah, that's what we got.
There's a bullet. All right.
Yeah.
So that it does not read there today. So what was proposed was to add the sentence to the existing bullet that reads, this execution would be done by the investment committee as directed by the commissioners.
Okay.
So they would not do that unilaterally. They would communicate with the portfolio manager, but the direction would need to come from us.
All right, so I'd say this execution would be by the investment committee with the approval of the commissioners, or...?
As directed by
as directed. Okay. Now, are you going to correct this, or do we have a copy of this for Ashley to do it now?
Well, do you have that, Ashley?
I don't. I can't get online right now.
All right. Well, did you write it down where it's supposed to be?
As directed.
Not connected, I see.
So I know that we do.
All right, so this execution by the investment would be by the investment committee as directed by the commissioners?
This execution would be done by the investment committee as directed by the commissioners.
Mm-hmm. What page is that one?
It's on the third? Or no,
it will be on
second,
the third.
Third page.
just before the section on liquidity.
Well, you have it written there. Why don't you just board, give her a copy of that?
These are the minutes of the investment.
Last bullet right before liquidity.
Yep.
On the third page.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
And then on page 2, under Beach Replenishment Fund long-term component, there is a chart that exists today. That chart will be replaced by one that is essentially the same, except that it contains a row for cash.
Okay.
And that cash says 2% target, 1% to 5% range.
Mm-hmm.
And the other totals have been adjusted accordingly.
So that would be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
2% target, 1% to 5% range.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions or discussion on this? I think this was basically promulgated by the stock market and by the possible need for us to take money out of the beach replenishment
less,
if there's a disaster.
The stock market, you know, the view of the committee, markets go up and down. They generally trend up over time.
Right.
The first change of changing the table reflects simply what is reality today, that there's mm-hmm. always a small cash component that is sitting there in case you want to act on something.
Right.
The second change is related to some of the chatter around beach replenishment following the storm.
Mm-hmm.
That for the first time that I'm aware, states and localities started to suggest that local areas may need to pony up for this.
Yeah, it's not the first time, but
so comes up every time. You need to think about that. It means that there may be a time when we have to.
Yeah. It was stronger this time than other times, that's for sure. So, any other questions?
The only thing I would say is that I would urge everybody in the public pay attention to what the investment committee is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't as close as I should, and it surprised me, like everybody has been surprised as the stock market went down, how much it can fluctuate up and down. So,
Right. Pay
attention and don't come back later and just say, "How could you let this?" Well, they're doing what's right, and it fluctuates, so
right,
within
exactly.
reason, you know.
Yeah. All right, may I have a motion to accept the changes as recommended by the investment committee?
I believe I should move, so yeah. So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? I'll call the question. Anybody all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so it passes.
4-0,
yeah. All right, I guess there's nothing else then. So we have a motion to adjourn. Oh, you have something else? Oh, Mark, you want to say something?
You amended your agenda.
To include public comment.
Public comment, yeah. Okay, Anna, go ahead.
I just want to thank you all for all your hard work. I do have a question about some unintended consequences that might, because of the right people moving trash to the private side of the right of way that we're not thinking about, but I'll just take that up with you, Diane. But I just want to thank you for all your hard work and just say that as a former commissioner, and that means all of you here today, I do appreciate it, and Mary and Ashley as well. I just hope that in the future that when you schedule any kind of executive session or meeting that all five of you are aware of it. That's all.
Anna, it's only because it wasn't available. That's the only thing.
As long as you have a written notice. If you have it in writing that you tried to contact people, I just think that's in the best interest of the town.
I always do, except I didn't see it till I got back today till 3:30. I was tied up, personally. So, all right. Any other comments or concerns from anybody? All right.
I just want to mention that last meeting, I took the time and effort to do a town manager report, and it was rather expensive. And I will continue doing that if you believe it's beneficial. If no one reads them, then it's, I don't know how that tree in the forest has fallen. Well, anyway, let me know if they're helpful and if you want them to be different so that I can.
I thought it was good.
This is also around the idea of just improving the efficiency of our meetings, that there are some static items that really don't require report outs in the meeting, but in fact could just be put in a report, like the police report, town manager report.
I'm happy to continue. I had this dream that that I wrote it in a different language and nobody noticed it.
Yeah.
And that made me feel as though I need to become trilingual.
I don't think that's necessary for you to become bilingual. All right. May I have a motion to adjourn before we get more into diversions?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.